Sangeet Kala, the art of singing is very high class. By this, any kind have the love and affection of Krishna. So our Narottam Thakur Srinivas Shyamananda Prabhu, from top to bottom, always very expert, especially their guru, Gopika. You know how many? 33 crores.
10 lakhs.
Gopis.
300 crores.
Dancing with Krishna and singing.
300 crore বলেছেন চক্রবর্তী ঠাকুর
300 মানে 300 crores. I think they have all books with front of them and they were dancing and singing. This is true? That Sangeet is not Sangeet. Kirtan is not Sankirtan. Nagar Sankirtan is not Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu has not done like this. He associates, Krishna associates. If you want to do the Kirtan with mood, weeping, melting your heart, then don't keep books. Remember, especially those who are good singers, they should remember all these things. Otherwise, it will be like a pair of copy. And I also don't. You can see Krishna Das without help, with mood, melting mood. So we should try to do like that. Otherwise, it will not touch anyone's heart, even your heart. So it will be somewhat lacking here, there. If you see book, you will forget, rag, tal, lay, ma. And thus, it will be very pinchy to devotees, especially Mahaprabhu. Never used to hear songs like that, if interrupted. Become what? Restless. You should. Gaur Praman. ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरत्रिसे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्यादि पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान्त तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जानो जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं you know, my millions of humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Paramaradhatam Guru Padpatma Om Vishnu Vasishma Bhakti Pragyan Krishna Goswami. And again, millions of humble dhammas in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnu Vasishma Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Now you should all come with me in Braja. You should know that in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has clearly by written that Krishna appeared in the jail of Kans by the womb of Mother Devaki, by Vasudeva Maharaj. But Sukadeva Goswami or Vyasadeva, both they know that partly he was son of Vasudeva Devaki and fully son of
Mother
Yashoda and Nandabhan. He knew. But he concealed that fact. And he has told that he came from the womb of Yashoda, Mother Devaki. But anyhow, the truth has come from his mouth that he was son of Vasudeva, Yashoda and later on. But first he has told like this. There was some reason I have told before. And that reason was that if Krishna is son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, then so many problems may come. For whom? For ordinary people. Especially Vedic Smartha Brahmins. They will not read this book. Or they will tell something against. So, very secretly, Sukadeva Goswami has told like this, that he came from womb of Mother Deva. If he has told that clearly, that he is son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, then how he can be most beloved of all the gopis in Nandagaon, in Braja? Impossible. These gopis will be any of relation of Krishna, they must be.
Like blood relation.
What relation? Either they will be daughter, either
sister.
Other
cousin sister.
Like auntie.
Auntie. Elder brother, sister or younger. So how Krishna can play dance rush and embrace them and dance with them if they are of own blood, related sisters, cousins and so many things. In India, a smart samaj or Vedic cultured person, they don't accept this. That is why he told it secretly. Because they don't know the secrets tattva of gopis and Krishna. So they may write this question out of ignorance. Why? Gopis are not different from Krishna. Gopis are himself, herself, Krishna, manifesting from Krishna. Oh, Srimati Radhika came from the left side of Krishna. And Nijarupataya Kalabhi Brahma Sanghita.
Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Abhi.
Kalabhi means, O Krishna Kala. Eh? What is meaning? Kala of Radhika. Like Radhika was Ladini Shakti of Krishna. So all the gopis are like same. They have come from Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radhika,
Kaya Vyuha.
So Krishna can play with her power, like shadow. No harm. So gopis are dancing and playing with Krishna, embracing Krishna, what? Kissing Krishna, or they are kissing and embracing Krishna. No harm. Because if I will like this,
own hand.
What harm? Or if I will do like this, what harm? Nothing. So Krishna is playing like his shadow or his own body. Gopis are like his body, soul, atma,
mind,
everything.
Senses.
Everything gopis. So no harm playing. But ordinary persons, those who are not associating with Narada Rishi, Sukadeva Goswami, Badarayan Krishna, especially the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, they can't be told. They cannot know all these facts. So in India, Arya Samaj, and so many, they follow, they tell that we accept Krishna of battlefield of Kurukshetra. But we don't follow
Brajaraj.
He was a wretched person. Lusty person. Even they do. And they write against Krishna. We want to make them some what?
Understand.
They should know. But really, they cannot know all these things. Not qualified at all. They have no sanskar of this. So Sukadeva Goswami had told all these things. But automatically, he could not conceal all these facts. Automatically, it
come out from his mouth.
What is true, it is like fire, like sun. One day it will come. Even what they are doing nonsense, secretly, one day it will come like sun. And all will see that you are guilty. You cannot conceal any bad thing. So be careful. If you are doing like that, cancer will come. Some leprosy may come. So many things. Restless always. So don't secretly any sinful activities. It will come. Now, Krishna took birth in Devaki, Kansh jail, and also
Gokul.
From the womb of Mother Yashoda in Gokul. But it is prominent that he took birth in Devaki, Vasudev jail. And that is why Vasudev, he took Krishna and crossed river, it has been written, and went in Gokul. And secretly he kept that son there, and he took that
girl,
daughter of
Nanda Baba.
He had never told that, two Krishna and one took and not on Baba, but still our highly realized Or like Srila Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, before that so many others. They have told that who took birth and crossed river Jamuna were Devaki Sut. And coming again by with Akrur, when they came to Jamuna Ghat, Akrur Ghat, oh, Krishna and Baldev, from there they appeared, disappeared, and they were still in Braj. And from there, those who came, oh, they were
Devaki Sutta.
Devaki Sutta. Anna Sambhut, what is Lord?
Krishna
Jadu Sambhut Krishna is somewhat different form. Oh, Nanda Nandam. You should know also the symptom of Krishna. That when Krishna is in Braja, from birth he will take his bansi flute and peacock feather here. Even Jasoda mother will bind the hairs of Krishna and keep one peacock feather there. And Krishna, for beginning, he will go to grace cowherding for cuffs, and after that comes. This is the symptom. But the son of Devaki and Vasudev, they cannot take peacock feather and they cannot have flute.
They don't know
and they don't like to be in Gopavesh because it is a what? Sabhyata, or Sabhyata Kalaksha.
Antisocial.
Eh?
Antisocial.
Antisocial.
Against social
etiquette. How they can take? Oh, the sticks and bansi and all these things.
He does not know how to get cows.
Pagadi. They will take
crown.
They can have palatial buildings and rajakiya vastra.
Royal dress.
But Krishna in Braja, he cannot take royal dresses. Nothing. Only gunja mala, flowers and everything. So, when Krishna went to Mathura, he was repenting so much. First he took diksha or upanayan
sanskar,
and he went to Gurukul, very far away. And after 64 days, he returned back. And he was on the top of the palatial building. Jamuna was
flowing
very sweetly and gently. And he saw Jamuna coming from Vrindavan. And very near, on the north of Mathura, he saw Braja, Vrindavan. And he remembered all the gopis are dying. All the cows are dying. He also heard from Lalita's messenger, and others, Pathik messenger, coming from Vrindavan, that all cows are dying, especially so many dying. Cubs, they are not grazing
grasses.
Cows even, now they don't give
milk to
milk. All lamenting. Even peacocks not dancing, cuckoo not singing. Whole Braj was lamenting for Krishna. And Krishna remembered and saw from his eyes. Bhavanetra.
Eyes of emotion.
He saw. And he began to weep loudly. Mother, father, oh, where is my friend? Shubal Sakha, Madhumangal and others. Oh, Radhike, oh, Lalite, Vishakhe, oh, Mother Jashode. He began to weep loud. Tears so much coming, like a stream. Anyhow, Uddhav was searching, Krishna is where Krishna? Here and there searching, he could not find. Then he also came on the top of that building, that Asian building. And he saw that Krishna is weeping bitterly. He went to Krishna and gave his hand on the back of Krishna. My dear friend, why you are weeping and lamenting like so? And then Krishna began to weep more louder. Or his voice was soft. But anyhow, Uddhava told so many things, and then Krishna began to tell, I remember my mother who are about to die. Oh, they are fasting for so many days. No cooking. For whom cooking? If I am here, no cooking. Vessels not cleared. They are like upset.
Upside down.
And on the
stove.
Stove, not chulha. Chulha what is?
Stove.
Hearth. Stove is not hearth.
Hearth. H-E-R-T-H.
Chulha, you know, Indian chulha. On which?
Cooking is gone.
Pots are kept and gradually it comes cooked. Stove not like that. Stove, new
invention
of Western devotees, Western scientists.
This is called stove before also. Before this is called stove, and this one is modern stove. That is old-fashioned stove, this is modern stove. But still, what do you say?
Then? Oh. Everywhere.
Cobwebs.
Cobwebs. So Krishna began to lament so much. Who was Uddhav? Vishnena Prabhadra Mantri Krishnasya Daitam Sakha Shishyo Brihaspati Sakshat Uddho Buddhi Sattam. He was Prime Minister of Krishna. All so much near and dear to Krishna. Sakha, friend, Shishya. Shishya means
disciple.
Oh, Das, servant also. And Brihaspati, of Brihaspati. He was actually
disciple,
the disciple
of
Brihaspati. Sakshat Uddhav Sattama. So they are near and from the boyhood. Oh, he used to worship Krishna like a deity because he knew that, oh, the Krishna who came from the womb of Devaki Maya, he is there. He knew. And that is why he was lamenting and weeping for Krishna. When Krishna will come? And so from boyhood he used to worship, chant his name. Krishna thought that he is my very near and dear. Ekanta bhaktim, bhakta ekantikam. Grihitva pani pani. Oh, Krishna took his hands in his hands and began to tell. What? Uddhav? At once you should go to Braja, where my mother and father are lamenting. Pitro na pratimavaha. Oh, father, mother. And like in Braja, all the elderly gopis are mother and father. Please go. And
specify them.
Gopinan. He wanted to tell Uddhav that go to gopis. But he saw that it is quite easy. We should not tell, oh, Krishna should not tell that, oh, gopis, my most beloved. He wanted to conceal. And that is why he told first Mata and father and mother, and then he told Gopinang Mat Piyogavadhim Mat Sandeshai Vimosh. At once he should go and pacify them. Don't use your intelligence, your words. But I am giving so many messages. One after another, you should tell the gopis. If they will pacify by this, oh, very good. Otherwise, another. He gave so many messages to Uddhava. Oh, tam man manashka. In Gita, most confidential. Krishna has told, madmana bhava, madbhakto, madiyaji. Satyamte pratijano. Krishna has told. So, gopis are manmanashka. Manmana bhava means manmanashka. There is no other example other than gopis for this. Manmana bhava only gopi. Or totally and fully their heart, mind, senses and everything is always observed in Krishna. So Krishna is telling manmanashka. They have given their soul, their mind, everything to me. And now they are about to die, but they are not dying. Why? Oh, they have given their soul to me. Otherwise, if their soul was with them, what became? At once they would have died. Mat prana, I am the life and soul of all the yogis. Otherwise, athava, what? All the gopis, my most beloved, are my soul, both meaning. And it is that gopis are the soul of Krishna. Madarthe taita daihaka. That left everything daihaka. What is daihaka?
Connected with the body.
From what they can do from?
Their body.
Body. Like one was cooking her husbands and others for her. She left. One was decorating. What did it? One was brooming. At once. And he was distributing prasadam to their husbands and children and others. They stopped, run away to Krishna. And they never returned back to their homes. Never. But Yog Maya very secretly, she made new forms and she kept like gopis that as if they are in house. But they never came, returned back. When Krishna came to Mathura's passion, never. So, mameva daitam, aham eva, mam eva daitam. I am most beloved of him, all the gopis. Or reverse.
They are my most beloved.
Most beloved. Prestam. Atmanam manasagata. They are like lifeless. Jetaita lok dharmansya madarthetan vibhagmaham. And they have given up all laukik karma, everything, even to take bathing and decorating all the relation with all, father, mother, and others, husbands, madarthe, for me, I will have to support. How can I support from Mathura? It is impossible. But even, like dream I go, sometimes I go personally, but they think what?
Spurti.
Spurti or dream. Spurti means?
Momentary vision.
Momentary
vision.
Oh, perhaps we are mad, and that is really we are thinking Krishna is here. So, maita prayasam preshthe durasthe gokulas. They are so far away from here. Smaranto. Oh, they are remembering me. Oh, bimoyanti. They become like faint, totally faint, rolling down the earth. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Like this. Birha kanthya bivala dharyanti ati krishnena praya pranam katha. Anyhow, they are keeping their
life.
How? Because Krishna has promised that I will come tomorrow or day after. This is only
their hope.
Hope. And for this hope, they are not dying. Otherwise, they had died. That hope that Krishna will, because Krishna never tells lie. His promise will be true. It may be some late, but he must come. So we should not die. Why especially? If he will die, and then Krishna will come here. He must come, he will come. And he will see that, oh, all the gopis have died. Then what will be? Their father, mother, maybe, or others may die. So whole Braj will be died. Then what? Krishna, when we hear, we come and see all are dead. And then he will lament and weep. It may be that, oh, he will die. So we should not die. So, pratyagaman sandeshai, this means, for this hope that Krishna had told, that, oh, I'm coming. Don't be upset. Very soon, day after tomorrow, or after killing Krishna, cancer, I am coming. So anyhow, for this hope, they were not dying. How many years? 1 day, 2 days, and after, Krishna went to Mathura, and from Mathura he went to
Dwarka.
And he never returned. What suffering gopis are suffering. But one day Krishna will come, because he had told. He came in the lost. And Srimad Bhagavat, anyhow, this secret has been told. Especially Rupa Goswami. He does not want that gopis should be separated forever, and they should lament forever. He never done. Any of our Goswami, even Kabi Karanapur, of associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has written like this. He has written, or he has done burden.
Description.
Described.
Described. He described. One is Rosh Leela.
After that,
not he closed his book.
Ananda Brindavan
Champa. Ananda Brindavan Champa. Because he could not tell, right? So he has stopped writing and he only up to Ras Leela, Goli and others, repeating like that. So, Uddhava, you must go to Vrindavan. Krishna Das, any kirtan like this?
Thank you.
All the gopis, Brajavasi, especially gopis. Weeping in tune. Whether they were weeping or they were singing, very difficult to know. If you weep like that, oh Krishna, very much, then no laughing will come. So many laughing. You should follow gopis. Weep louder. Oh Krishna, very much. Oh Radhika, very much. Oh Gauchandrani, Tai Prabhu, very much. Tears in eyes. Then it may be Krishna can come. Otherwise, not. Not for so. But it coming from the core of heart. So, the sound came in the ears of the Krishna. He could not tolerate, but there was some reason that he was not coming to
Braj.
But his life and soul, everything was in Braja. Uddhav, you should not make late. Oh, gods, at once bring the chariot of gold which was used by Kans. At once that golden chariot was brought
by Akru.
And then Krishna told that you should sit and at once you should go. But Uddhav had doubt. He was unaware of this fact that Krishna is sending him to be admitted in the class of gopis, university of gopis, where I taught love and affection. What is love and affection? If he will be admitted there and he will learn something, then he will return back. Then he can know my heart and my feelings. Otherwise, in whole Mathura, there is none to know my heart. I see that only Uddhava is qualified somewhat that he should learn love and affection, pure. And then they will realize the heart of gopis, otherwise no. So strictly he sent Uddhav was thinking, how I will be there? I cannot tolerate the separation of Krishna. And Krishna pacified him. I am thoroughly there, partly here. You will see that I am totally there. Then anyhow, Uddhav left Mathura and went to. It took so much time, and it was about evening, darkness was coming, and he saw what Krishna told Raja, I am there totally, and here partly. So Krishna, Yogamaya, showed Uddhav how was Braj when Krishna was there. He saw that, so many cowherd boys, Gwal Bal, returning from cowherd, and lakhs Dhauli, Kali, Shyamla, Jamuna, Pishangi, so many cows coming with Gop and Gopis and with Krishna. He saw. He said that all the cows in their horse, more than 60 kilos. more than that, oh, so much.
Milk.
Thousands and millions and millions. And some bulls for cows.
Fighting.
Or they were fighting each other. All the gopis, in evening, with ghee lamp, what doing? Some archan of their Thakurji, and singing some song of Krishna, past times of Krishna. Govinda
Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti.
Don't cry.
Govinda Damodara Madhaveti,
Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. What doing?
Churning yogurt.
Churning yogurt. Oh, singing the song of Krishna, beautiful songs of Krishna. So Uddhava Sahib, Krishna is fully here, not in. But at once Yogamaya took that scene
away from there.
And what he sees now? All are lamenting. All are weeping. How weeping?
Govinda Damodara Madhaveti,
Ha Govinda
Damodara Madhaveti,
Ha Govinda
Damodara Madhaveti,
Ha
Govinda Damodara Madhaveti.
O Krishna, without you, whole Gokul and Brijvasi are dying. Please come. Otherwise, we all pity. So Uddhava Sahib is also. And then he began to weep. And then, anyhow, in the darkness of evening, full of cow's lotus dust in whole sky. In that darkness he entered in the house of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba saw him. Anyone saw the way of Nanda Baba Bhavan? And he went there. Nanda Baba, he stood up as if his life has come again. He stood up and he welcomed the friend of Krishna. He knew that Uddhava is very most dear friend of Krishna. And he embraced him. And he brought from anyhow, where he told Brahmins, oh, in my house, in palace, we cannot make any sweet or any preparation. Anyone is not, cannot, mother, his mother cannot go. I don't know. So, bring any sweet rice. But Brahma has no sugar. And he brought, what?
Unsweetened sweet rice.
Sweet rice, but without
sugar.
Without milk. Anyhow, Uddhava was very hungry. And he took like
nectar.
And then Oh, he took some rest. And Nand Baba told his any servant, the message, he should take rest. And after taking rest, Uddhava came again, did pranam to Nand Baba and Yashoda. Then he wanted to pacify them, Uddhava. And Nand Baba wanted to ask the news for Krishna. How Krishna? But when he remembered Krishna and wanted to tell Krishna, always his
voice.
And tears come so much, about to faint, so he could not. Then he anyhow asked, oh, how is my brother Vasudeva? Oh, I know that he was suffering so much. But by the mercy of, but his sinful activity has killed them. It did not tell that Krishna has killed. His bad activities has killed him. Now, Vasudeva is okay. And then anyhow, weeping, voice choked, he told, oh, how is Krishna? And then he began to again be. He could not tolerate. Uddhava, he cannot tolerate the separation of Krishna. For this to forget Krishna, I go to the bank of Jamuna River. But when I go, oh, more remembrance coming. Footprints everywhere of Krishna. The ghat where Krishna used to take bath and to play with gopis. Cowherding place. So I again returned back. I used to. And then to Govardhan. But there also. Every kunj, if the groves of the Govardhan, Manishi Ganga, where Krishna lifted whole mountain on his head. All are weeping for Krishna. Everywhere footprints of Krishna. Oh, then I could not but talk. Then I goes to Pandirvan here and there. Oh, but even no what?
Consolation.
What should I do? And telling this, he became like faint and rolling on the earth. Uddhava now realized, I have so much love for affection for Krishna. Vasudeva Devaki too. But not a single
fraction.
Fraction means autumn.
Yeah,
autumn. Of the love and acceptance, love and affection like Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mother. Nanda Baba is telling something, but she was not
in position to
never speaking because she was always faint. She has become blind. And what voice? Stop. Only she can see by the ears and eyes and tears come. Uddhava. And he wanted to tell something. That should I tell Nanda Baba? You should not weep. Should not weep. Because you are so much Mahan, so Bhagavan.
Fortunate.
If anyone, all can weep for their children and for son, for wife, they can weep. But if anyone is weeping for Krishna, that life is successful. And you, unparalleled, your love affection. Wanted to tell. But, so you should weep and weep. can I say? But I cannot say. Because Krishna has told him to pacify them by this, or their what, suffering will be more increased. So I should not. Then what I should tell? Or don't weep. Then all Shastra will tell that you are telling what?
Lie.
You should not tell. Because a drop of fear if comes for Krishna, their life is success. So then what should I tell? Should I tell him not to weep, or whether you should weep bitterly like this? He could not
understand.
And then anyhow I should tell that Krishna, your son, is not your son really. What is this Supreme Lord? He is in the heart of all life beings. And you are thinking that he is my son? Really, he has come like your son, but he is not your son. You should always know. Then why weeping? No separation of Krishna. Because Krishna is everywhere in your heart here. Then why weeping? Don't weep. You are so maha, so bhagyaman. So
greatly fortunate.
Hearing this, Nand Baba weeping stopped. Totally stopped. And he looked towards Uddha. How wonder? This foolish boy, ignorant boy. He cannot realize my sufferings. I thought that he was with Krishna, friend of Krishna. He may realize something. So, he is not feeling my moods, separation for Krishna. And then he told, Uddha, even your
milk teeth
had not gone. You are like a baby. I thought that you are intelligent now, but I know that you are not. Oh, you are like ignorant. Oh, you have told that your son is a Supreme Lord and he is everywhere in you also, so no separation. If it is a real fact that my son Krishna is God, really I was fortunate. But I think that I am most unfortunate. Why? This God came to my house like a son and I could not
give him
love and affection. And that is why he left me and he went to where there is more love and affection, he went there. So I know I am not father. I am like thunderbolt my heart. Even feeling all these things, I am not dying. Why? Oh, very, we began to lament and told, oh, there was one father in this world. And he was Maharaj Dasarath. When he went to forest, and then Maharaj Dasarath lamenting. And in the last time, he could not tolerate the separation. He was Ram, not Ram. And he left him for life. And he died. But why I am not dying? And then he began to weep bitterly and bitterly. Uddhav did pranam. You are like Mountain Everest. So much high. And I am on the root of that mountain, seeing like this. I cannot take an atom of your love and affection. Anywhere I don't see. So how can I satisfy, pacify you? And by this, whole night passed. And then what became? And then it became morning. And Uddhav came out of that house. And he came on the Kund very nearby. He took bath. And he wanted to do
Annik,
doing mantra job. And he did. At once he saw a very
dense
forest of kadamba trees. Oh, lakhs and lakhs of kadamba trees. And there he saw, some vidyuta.
Lightning, thunderbolt.
And so many lights on there. What lights? Gopis. Lamenting, weeping there. They never returned to their back. But they are servants of, maid servant, Sakhi of Radhika. Radhika was somewhat more
inside.
So these gopis saw that, oh, anyone is coming. And whose chariot is here? In morning they saw. Whose chariot? Oh, it is made of gold. Who has come by this chariot? And why? Why they have come? Oh, there may be a reason. That Krishna is there. Kamsa is now killed. And his 13th death or 12th day, they give
Pinda.
Pinda means, in Indian culture, Vedic culture, if anyone dies, father, mother, wife, anyone, then they give Pinda. Pinda means making something and giving to them. And this is like round. Pinda means round. So something made like that round, and they gave anjali with mantra to the dead person, for soul. Perhaps for this, they search any pind in Mathura, but they could not find anything. But they knew that, oh, now Krishna has come to Mathura, all gopis and Braj Vasi have died. Easily they can take our heart like pin, and they will give it to the soul of Kamsa. And for that is he has come. Hearing Uddhava. Oh, very bad. I should go on
under earth.
Why I came on the chariot? And why I am wearing palace, what?
Royal dress.
Royal dresses. I've done wrong. This is no way to pacify anyone. Another gopi told, you know, oh, Krishna sent his servant on golden chariot, that all Brajvasi, especially father, mother, should know. Now he is not only a
cowherd boy.
Now he is king of Mathura, having so much position, wealth and so many things. So many queens to show, oh, Krishna has sent this. Hearing this Uddhava again, oh, I have done wrong. This is not way to come. Anyhow, another told, oh, it seems that he is any messenger of Krishna. He has come from Mathura. Because our senses may do wrong, but nose cannot do wrong.
Cheat us.
We always know the smell of body of Krishna, very fragrant. So we remember the fragrance of Krishna body. This person has taken the garland of Krishna, Rishi, This garland is not his offer. This mala? What? From the neck of Krishna. And he has given to this boy. And his pitambar also to Krishna. So Krishna smell is coming from there. So he must be any
messenger.
Very dear messenger. Secret messenger of Krishna. And then when Uddhava came nearer, one gopi brought in the council. But prominent gopi was very far away. And then what gopis asked Uddhava? Can you answer our questions? Uddhava was very shy, keeping his head towards
down.
Gopis, Uddhava, do you know that prem is supadhik and nirupadhik? Pure prem and some artificial prem. Uddhava began to hear very attentively. Oh, first we will tell artificial love.
Sahetu.
Sahetu. Upadhik sahetu.
With cause.
And that is what? That is that. A prostitute for money, she loves anyone. Whether he is beautiful or not, ugly it may be, black may be. No harm. Because she don't have any love and affection for that person. She wants money. And after taking money, nothing to do with that person. She will forget. Oh, this is sahayati. Not praying. You know, that a bee, you yourself, like
humble bees,
black, like Krishna, like that cheetah. And he goes to all
flowers,
especially lotus flower and others, and takes the honey from that. And from when he takes honey, he gives up them. And they go to new. No affection. Also, a lusty person, he goes for his sense gratification from any lady or prostitute, giving some money, and then after sense gratification, he never looks back to that. Birds always, they have love and affection for forests. If forest is green, full of flowers and full of fruits, they will be there. But anyhow, if fire is there, they will give up. So these are so many things. If a student has gone to his teacher to read something, and when it will be finished, then he will give some donation, dakshina. And he will never remember that his teacher. These are all supadhi. And nirupadhi, no selfishness. Pure. Uddhava, you know, we have never wanted anything in return to our love from Krishna. And Krishna, so, he never wanted return. He wanted to please us, and we wanted to please him. Our love and affection were transcendental. But transcendental or pure love cannot break. But how it break? We see that it has been. How? Uddhava began to do like this. He could not have any answer. And then he went. All the gopis took him to the prominent gopis. And then that prominent gopi, what she was doing? In brief.
microphone, please.
Om Agnati Randasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshur Anulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. At that time, Uddhavji could see that there was one very beautiful, most beautiful of all, sweet young gopi lying down on so many lotus petals, but all became dry. If her sakis were giving sandalwood paste, at once it would become like dust and dry. And she was keeping her head in the lap of one saki and surrounded by many others, and all were very worried. And they thought, oh, now our Saki is dying. She stopped breathing. They would take some cotton and hold it by her nose and see, a little breath was coming. So she was in a very critical condition of separation from Krishna. At that time, one bumblebee was flying and came there by the lotus feet of that gopi who was completely unconscious. Would have thought, oh, this must be Radhika. Radhika's feet are very soft and fragrant and reddish. So the bumblebee thought that this is one new type of lotus flower and was buzzing around her feet.
What it, you should tell? Dhyanti Krishna Sangam.
Dhyanti Priya Sangam. And inside, she was completely absorbed and remembering how of her previous meetings with Krishna. After some time, she opened her eyes and sat up and saw that bumblebee. And she began, in the madness of love for Krishna, Mohanakya Mahabhav. Even greatest learned scholars, they can have no idea, they cannot touch or understand how she is feeling. And in the madness of her love, she began to speak to that bumblebee. Madhupakitava bandho maspreshangrim sapatnya kuchavilalita mala kumkumasmasubina bahatu madhupatistan malininam prasadam yadusadasi vidamyam yasudutastamidik. Hey Madhupa, Kitava Bandhu, you are the friend of a cheetah. I know that you must be a friend of that cheetah Krishna. Now he's in Madhupuri. Madhu means wine. He's opened a liquor shop there and he's drinking and all are intoxicated. And you have come from him. So now you are coming and trying to touch my feet. Don't touch my feet. You are impure. You have been drinking. She can hear the bumblebee as if the bumblebee is telling, oh, my Swaminis, don't call, I am not your Swamini. Oh, beloved of Krishna, don't call me the beloved of Krishna. I don't want to hear this. Don't try to touch my feet. I know this trick. There was another cheetah who also used to come trying to employ this trick to pacify me when he had done wrong. So I know these tricks. You should be far away. As if hearing that bumblebee speaking, oh, Krishna only loves you, not others. I've come to suggest how to make a compromise. Radhika said, you don't know how to pacify a lover who has been hurt. What is that on your moustache? Manusi said, I don't know. What is that kumkum on your moustache? What is kumkum? I don't know. This is the natural color of my moustache. No. I know where this is from. Now Krishna is in Mathura. And I know that for 1 minute he cannot live without any beautiful young lady. So it must be that he's wearing a garland of flowers. And when he's embraced by my rival, that new young girl who is now my rival, and she embraces him. Then the kumkum from her breast is smeared upon his garland. And you came to that garland to take honey. And now you have his kumkum all over your moustache. But you are so intoxicated that you don't realize it. And you've come here to tell me, oh, Krishna only loves you, he does not love anyone else, with the kumkum on your face from his new girlfriend. You're so drunk you cannot understand. Or why have you come here? If the Yadus would know that Krishna had sent a messenger like you to Vrindavan to speak to me, all would laugh. Why are you here? Go back to Mathura. I know that Krishna is meeting with so many Mathuramanis, the princesses of Mathura, and meeting with one and forgetting about another and then going to her. You have to pacify her. And then you have to meet with another and pacify her. From morning to night, you have to pacify one Mathura Ramani after another. So why have you come here to pacify me? You should go to Mathura where Krishna needs your help. And really he needs your help. Because they are not from a simple Vaishya, Gopabangs, coward family. They are Kshatriyas. And if they become upset, they may tell their elder brothers and fathers and they'll come and they'll beat Krishna. So Krishna, you have no need of your service here. Go back to Mathura and serve there. Or that Krishna, he's just like you. Sakridadaradu sudansam mohinim payayita sumanas iva sadyas tattadesvam bhavadrik parichayati katantat padapadmam nupadma yapibatarita cheta uttama shloka jalpay. Sakridadaradu sudansam. Only on one occasion. Once, Krishna, by force, he made us drink the nectar of his lips. Oh, here she's expressing that, oh, I never wanted. He forced me. He forced me to drink the nectar of his lips. But he's like you, like a bumblebee. The bumblebee takes nectar from one flower and then goes to another and takes from another. This is his nature. He's Navapriya. He always wants newer and newer beloveds. So he goes from one flower to another. And just as a bumblebee becomes intoxicated and loses his sense of discrimination, and then ends up going to flower which has no fragrance and no honey. So Krishna, being intoxicated with love of gopis, now he's gone there to Mathura. Because in Mathura Krishna, he had met with Kubja. She, like a flower with no fragrance and no honey. So she is like that. And you want that we should make a compromise with him? No. Or we have heard that Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, always serves the lotus feet of Krishna. It is okay, but we will not do it. Because we are not naive and gullible like she is. Krishna's words are very, very sweet. And she can be tricked by them. But we cannot be fooled by his sweet words anymore. So we are not like foolish like the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. We will not have any compromise with that Krishna. Why should Krishna care about us? Divi bhuvichara sayam kastriyastha durapa. You know that any girl in the whole universe is available to Krishna. In the higher planets, like the wives of the demigods. On this earth, like wives of the Brahmanas. And in the lower planets, Rasatal. In the lower planets, like the wives of Kaliyanag. Throughout the three worlds, upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. If Krishna will only smile and give a crooked glance and move his eyebrows, then all young girls, they fall at his feet and become his maidservants. So, why should he be interested in us? We are only ordinary village girls. Now he is there in Mathura with so many princesses. So I don't want to hear any more about Krishna from you. Kimiha bahusadangre giyasi gayasi tam yadunam adipata magrahanam agratona puranam Vijaya sakasakinam giyatam tat prasanga chapatakucha rudaste kalpeyantishtamishta. Hey, you six-legged person. You have six legs. What does it mean? You know that human beings, they have two legs. But animals like dogs and hogs and cows, they have four legs. They're not so intelligent as human beings. So who have two legs may be intelligent. And who have four legs, they are less intelligent. But you have six legs. So you are even less intelligent. I know. Why have you come here? And why are you speaking about Krishna all the time? Actually, Radhika is speaking about Krishna all the time. Bhavan is listening. Why are you talking about Krishna all the time? Yadunam Adipati. He's the king of Yadu dynasty. So why have you come to us? We are homeless. We are homeless persons. Let me give some advice to you. Vijaya Sakhi Saka Sakhinam Giyatam Takpasangam Chapitaku Charudaste Kapi Anteshpanista. I know your character. If you do anything, you want something in return. So why have you come to us? You should go there to Mathura. Because the girls of Mathura, they met with Krishna. And Krishna has pacified the burning of lust that they feel in their hearts. So now they are very happy. And because they're in a happy mood, if you please them, they'll give you anything that you request. So go to Mathura. And those girls who are happy, they'll give you anything you want. But if you glorify Krishna to them, they'll fulfill your desire. But if you glorify Krishna to us, then what can we give you? We are homeless. We left our husbands, our families, our homes. We lost everything. And now we are wandering in the forest. So we cannot give you anything. You are wasting your time here. Return at once to Mathura. I don't want to hear about Krishna. Agritona Puranam. Anything you tell us about Krishna, well, that is only Purana. Old news. It is Purana. Old news. We know better than you. You know him only a few days. We know him since the beginning of his life. We have grown up with him. So he can cheat you, but he cannot cheat us. We have experience. Not only that, but I want to tell you something about black people. You are black and he is black. And I want to tell you about the history of those who are black. Mrigayoriva kapindram devyadelubdadamaha Sriyamakrita virupam Srijita kamayanam Balimapi balimatta Vestaya dvangsaya dvas Kimasita sakya duschajatatatata. You know, once there was a black person. His name was Ramchandra. And what did he do? Oh, from behind a tree. He shot one monkey. No, even hunters, they don't kill monkeys. So he's very cruel. And not fighting face to face even. He shot him. So that black person, Ramchandra, was very cruel. Not only that, but he was especially cruel to ladies. So Purnaka came to him to propose an intimate relationship. And what did he do? He cut off her nose and ears because he was so attached to Sita Devi. So this is his nature. Those who are black, they may be very cruel, they may be very attached, and especially cruel to ladies. Oh, there was another one. His name was Bhaman. Bhaman then. And when Bali Maharaj surrendered everything to him, he was completely ungrateful. He was not grateful. He bound him up with ropes and pushed him down to the lower planets. And you know crows? Crows are also black. If you're carrying anything, any fruit on your head, they will come and they will steal and they will attack. So just see. I know that Krishna has no fault. He has no defect. It is the fault of black. Whatever is black has its nature. She could hear Bumblebee saying, oh, but if Krishna is so bad, why are you speaking about him again and again all the time? Radhika said, oh, this is my unfortunate position. I give up all relationship with that cheating person. I have no connection with Krishna. I can give up Krishna. But I cannot give up Krishna Katha. This is my misfortune. Why? Yadanu charita lila kana piyu saviput sakritadana viduta dvanga dharma vinashta sapati griha kutundun dina mutsrija dina bahavaya vihanga viksha charyanti. Oh, be careful. Yadanu charita lila. If only one drop of Harikata will go inside your ear, then a big disaster will come. All the dedication to religious principles and the dualities of this world will be completely destroyed. Anyone, if one drop of Krishna Kata will go in the ear, then all this nectar has a reaction that one loses all interest in his family members and leaves them. And then all the family members are crying. And then, because of Krishna's nature, he has left us and we are also crying. So be careful. Don't hear Harikatha. Because if one drop will enter your ear, then you become like a homeless street beggar. You have to wander here and there like a bird without any home. So don't listen to anything about that Krishna. You know what happened to us? We are the witness of this fact. If you don't believe us, then look at us. Vayamritam eva jima vyaritam sadadana kulika rutam ivagya krishna vaddo harinya darishura sakhidetan tannaka sparshati vra svararujam upamantrim banyate anyavarta. What was our condition? We were young and in our homes and having happy life. But just as the deer in the forest is very innocent, yet when the hunter plays upon his flute, then the deer becomes attracted and the deer begins to approach the hunter very innocently and not knowing what will happen next or what will be the result of that attraction. But what is the result? The hunter will come in with a sharp weapon, he will pierce the heart of that animal and they will be dead. So we were like that. We did not know what we were getting involved with. Only we heard the sweet sound of Krishna's flute, his sweet words, seeing his smiling. And innocently, not knowing what would happen, we went to Krishna. And we put faith in his words. We believed him, because he told us, Nāpāryam nirabhadyu samyajam swasaru kṛtyam vipudāya shakiram. He told us, I can never repay you, even if I'll serve you. Now hundreds and lifetimes, I cannot repay you, ever. And we believe him. But now he left us. But he is more than a hunter. Why? Because if hunter will kill the animal, animal will die. But we cannot die. Why? Because Sakitadara Sudansa Moinim Payaitwa, before leaving, Krishna gave us the nectar from his lips. And if one will drink nectar, then they cannot die. Yet at the same time, we feel the sharp pain of the stabbing of a hunter. What is that? We remember again and again the touch of the fingernails of Krishna. Yet we cannot die because we have turned the nectar of his lips. So again and again, or like a fish out of water, only flapping, or like the animals who have been shot by Magrari the hunter, not alive and not dead, only flapping here and there in such pain. We are in that condition now that Krishna has left. And in speaking it this way, Radhika was crying. And the bumblebee disappeared. When that bumblebee disappeared, then Srimati Radhika became very much anxious. Oh, what have I done? What have I said? A messenger came from Krishna and I criticized him in so many ways. Now that messenger will go back and tell Krishna all these things. Oh, what have I done? And she became very anxious. And then the next moment, she said, oh, you've come back. Oh, Krishna is so kind. Even though he heard all these things, he did not become angry. And again, he sent his messenger. This time, Radhika's mood was not, get out from here. This time, he folded hands. Oh, you are a dear messenger of Krishna. Welcome. Please, oh, be here. What do you want? Anything you ask for, I will fulfill your desire. Why have you come here? Is it that you've come to take us to be with Krishna? What is Krishna doing now? Api bhatamato puryam aryaputto dunaste smarati sapiti geyam samya bandam stagopyam kvachivdabhi sakatana kinkarinam grinite bhujamaduk aguru sugandam matya jastat kadanu. Ariputra, I know that Ariputra, the son of an Aryan, that means Krishna, who is very, very polite, very well behaved, and high class of character. Now that very glorious person, I know that he has returned to Mathura, back to Madhupuri. He's come from Ujjain. And coming there, what is he doing now? Smarti sapitrigeya. She wants to ask directly, does he remember me? But she cannot. So she tells, does he remember Nanda Haveli, the house of Nanda Maharaj? Does he remember Yashodanaya? And how all Brijbasis, all the mothers of Braj, how they love him so much? and missing so much, does he remember them? So many abandoned Mr. Gopya. Does he remember his friends, his sakas, who are all feeling so much separation from him? Subal, Sridam, Dam, Basudam, Arjula, Banga, Stoka, Krishna, Vasan, Kokil, Bringam, Maga, Mangal, Ujwal. Many friends are all missing him. Does he remember them? And how he used to go grazing cows with them? Then she came to the point. Koti Abhisa Katana. Oh, Bumblebee, does Krishna sometimes speak about us who gave ourselves to him and he accepted us as his kinkari, as his maid servants? Does he speak about us? Does he sometimes tell the girls of Mathura, oh, my dear girls of Mathura, you are very qualified, or more than those gopis, those village girls? Or does he speak about us in a negative way like this? Or even, or is it that Krishna will come back soon? And when he comes back to Vrindavan, will he take his very soft and cool lotus hand, which is reddish and fragrant like a guru, and making us feel great fortune, will he keep his hand upon my head and say, oh my dear Radhika, I have been here and there in the world everywhere, and have met and seen many beautiful young girls, but no one is so beautiful, so loving, and so qualified as you. Will he come back and say these words to me? And with this, oh Radhika fainted and became unconscious.
Thank you. Srimati Radhika also told something more when he came from faint. And then he told, remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna, how Rasa dance was done, how Krishna was pacifying us, how he was taking this fate by his Pitambar, how he is telling, sadhu, 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 like so many things. And then he became very upset, feeling separation. And she told, Ha Nath Ramanath Rajanarti Nasana Samudhara Govinda Gokulam Vijanirvath. Oh Govinda, like this, Ha Govinda, Ha Nath, like, oh Prabhu, Ramanath. Ramanath here who? All gopis assembled and they were singing this. So Ramanath, Lakshmi, Nath, Narayan, not Narayan here. Ramas especially Srimati. Ramanath. But now you have left all these things and you are in Mathura. Mathura. So Ramana, Braja Narti Nasam. Oh, Gokulvasi are suffering and lamenting so much. So hey Govinda, come again. And you should make Uddhar of Gokul.
Delivered. You should deliver Gokul from the ocean of distress.
Oh, ocean from the ocean of
distress.
Be merciful. Whole Gokul and Gokul Basi, Prajabasi are drowning in the unlimited ocean of
separation.
So please come. And she began. Uddhav saw into your life one drop of love and affection of Gokul. And then he began to pray. Āśāmaho charanarendu śāmahamsa Vrindāvane kimati gulmalatau śidhinyam Yādustajarasajarārjapatancha shahirāva Veji mukunda padavim suti bevimigyam. Sutis, even Vedas Upanishad, the mantra of Vedas Upanishad. They are searching Krishna, but they cannot search. Even in their meditation, that Krishna is controlled by only gopis. She is like a puppet in the hands of gopis. If anyone tell that I am servant of gopis, oh, Krishna will come at once and he will tell that, oh, any pawn you can wash. So asamaho charanere visamaho. Gopis like so high love and affection for Krishna. I want to be any creeper, any grass of braja, where gopis will go keeping their feet on me, on grass. So I want to be grass. Then I will be so fortunate. Bande Nanda Braja Ishti. Gita Punati Bhuvanatraya. Oh, now I want to do pranam, do bandana of gopis, but I cannot. Even I cannot, I am not qualified to glorify even the one dust of gopis. Like in direction fair, they are. I want to do bandana of all the gopis. I want to be a dust of, one dust of gopis lotus. And what is one dust of Radhika? And then Uddhava. Oh, so many things there. There are so many things more. I told you only to explain that our, that the aim and object of the whole living being, highest, is gopi prem. I told first day about aim and object. So this is the aim. For this I explained, we explained this thing. So you should know this is the aim and object of our home.
Sadhana bhajan.
Practice.
Practice and also devotion. This is. But don't jump. Don't jump. Otherwise you will be mad and you will be gone. Oh, first come down to Annabhilashita Shunyam. And the last last part of that, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Shraddha, in the higher association of pure devotees. This is main thing. If you are chanting, doing all the services, but not high association, then what will you will be weak and weaker. Oh, thousands and millions of udaharas.
Example
for this. So always try to be in association. If I have no association directly face to face, then read Jaiva Dharma, Gita, Bhagavad, and other books of our Goswami. Or try to follow the instructions of Upadeshamrita of Rupa Goswami, Nectar of
instruction
of Srila Rupa Goswami, Mana Shiksha, Bhakti Tattva Vivek, Bhakti Vinod Thakur books, Bhajan Ras, and all others. And try to follow sincerely. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he has told, Samadhan Kirtana, this Vaidhi Bhakti, don't go to Raga Nuga at first. When you will be mature, oh, Vaidhi Bhakti told by Rupa Goswami, automatically a greed will come to suffer Radha and Krishna. At that time, you will be somewhat qualified. And after that, association with, and you will be high class of pure devotee. So, this is my instruction. Begin from Vaidhi Bhakti, from Shraddha, Nishtha, and association. And practice like this. Don't jump to Radha Nuga and Ashtakaliya, otherwise you will be mad. So, try to follow my instructions and duly and practice Bhakti Yoga from lower states. I want to give thanks the main managers who managed this function, this Mahotsav.
Festival.
I think no complaint from anyone. I thought that all have gun, empty hall, but I see that some of have gun.
All
not more than half of all are here somewhat and here. So I'm happy. So I will request, oh Prabhu, what name?
Harinamananda
Prabhu. Harinamananda Prabhu. To give thanks to the person and devotee who are assisting here. You have no paper?
I thought we were going to have it during your darshan this morning. And I
what are you?
You can do it.
What do you remember? You
no, you don't remember the names?
A few names. I remember the voice.
So we can read Gurudev classes also, a leading class every day for association.
This is the end of the class on the 24th of February in the evening in Olpe, Germany.
So, first of all, I would like to say we all came here for one
bad
reason,
luck.
And that was to have
7 years.
And by His mercy, everything became possible that we did, and by His inspiration, we had the opportunity to perform some